This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has tweeted a plea to national governments to open their doors to Afghan refugees. As the world is following events in Afghanistan with a heavy heart, he tweeted Monday, I urge all countries to be willing to receive Afghan refugees and refrain from deportations. Afghans have known generations of war and hardship. Now is the time for solidarity. Earlier Monday, the UN Security Council held an emergency meeting on Afghanistan. There, too, the UN Secretary General expressed concern. He said the world is watching Afghanistan as he called on the Taliban to exercise, in his words, utmost restraint to protect Afghan lives and allow humanitarian assistance to reach those in need. Guterres told the Security Council, we cannot and must not abandon the people of Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden said Monday that he stands squarely behind his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan despite the stunningly swift fall of the country to the Taliban, which was completed with the takeover of the national government on Sunday in Kabul. Mr. Biden said, after 20 years, I've learned that there was never a good time to withdraw U.S. forces, but he admitted that U.S. officials did not anticipate how quickly the situation in Afghanistan would deteriorate with the exit of U.S. forces. Biden defended his decision, blaming Afghan security forces for their losses to the Taliban. He said the U.S. could not give them the will to fight for their future. Television analysts have criticized the president for blaming other entities for the failure of the United States forces to leave Afghanistan in better shape than they found it. You're listening to VOA News. The United States National Hurricane Center reports Tropical Depression Grace is dumping very heavy rainfall over portions of Haiti and the Dominican Republic and says the threat of flooding and mudslides will continue overnight. The storm comes just 2 days after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake hit southwestern Haiti on Saturday. It was followed by several shock aftershocks. The death toll from the earthquake crept past 1,400 on Monday, and estimates of the number of injured increased to 6,000. The hospital in the town of Lakai resorted to treating patients on mattresses outside the building after running out of room inside. Medical resources were already sparse due to the COVID-19 pandemic. A Russian court on Monday imposed 18 months of freedom of movement restrictions on jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny's spokesperson, Kira Yarmish. The restrictions come after finding her guilty of breaching COVID-19 safety rules, according to her Twitter account. Russia has cracked down on the opposition before a parliamentary election next month, and many of Navalny's most prominent allies have left Russia or faced prosecution. The court banned Yarmish from leaving her home at night, taking part in rallies, and changing her home address without first notifying prison authorities. This all according to the TASS news agency. Public health officials said Monday more than 200 COVID-19 cases are now linked to a three-day music festival in the U.S. northwestern state of Washington about 2 weeks ago. More than 25,000 fans attended the music festival held in the Gorge Amphitheater in the state's biggest concert since the pandemic began in 2020. The Watershed Festival organizers issued a statement saying they had worked to ensure all recommended guidelines from local officials were followed. And the country that controls the venue says it will require proof of vaccination or of a negative coronavirus test starting on October 4th. Several events and artists scheduled to perform in the amphitheater before that date are instituting their own COVID policies. Two new wildfires burned uncontrollably outside the Greek capital, Athens, on Monday, forcing nearby villages to evacuate. An area near the town of Lavrio, southeast of Athens, was the first to ignite. Three villages were evacuated, while 91 firefighters, six water-dropping planes, and six helicopters were deployed to contain the blaze. The fire is in danger of spreading to the Sunio National Park, which hosts the ancient Temple of Poseidon. A second fire broke out northwest of the capital in Velia, forcing another three villages to evacuate. More than 240 firefighters were working on that blaze. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.